Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach. This is Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda.
I need you to help me find where it says waiver the processing fee.
Hold on one second here. Let me pull up the email I just sent you. Okay. So on that last page, let me see here. So if you look at this last page, the authorization agreement for automated clearinghouse payments.
That says this authorization agreement shall remain in effect until sooner. Let's see.
So it does not say it in there, but that would be, if you were to fill that out, there would be a processing fee because we would have to process, you'll basically go in and set up an arrangement to withdraw from there every day, and that fee would be $250.
So
if you do not include that or sign that, then, you know, if you did sign that and include that, that would say that I am in agreement. Please take the $250 out, basically. So without signing that and sending that back in, you do not agree to that, and the $250 would not be withdrawn from the account once it's put into your account, if that makes sense.
Kind of, sort of. So basically, page 12, I don't even have to send back to you.
Omit it, yes.
Okay. That's a no-go on that page. And I was reading in here. Now, this is Arch payment, debit, right?
Correct.
Okay, because it mentions a lot about credit cards because it's not a credit card.
No, nothing to do with credit cards at all.
And I seen in here somewhere where it said something about after a few weeks, this is something about how the payment may either decrease or increase. Is it going to change?
It's $53 a day, and that will not change throughout the course of the loan. You can pay more if you wanted to, just to pay it off early, and there is, I believe, a 5% discount with that if you were to pay it off early.
Okay. Let's see, is there a certain time of the day you all withdraw, or?
I believe it's towards the end of the business day, each day.
Towards the end of the business day. Okay. Let's see.
And also, so if we have established some history, like I said, close to 2 months in, if you guys were looking to bring on additional capital, we could do that for you as well and then extend the terms out. If you wanted to pay it off early, there would be, like I said, I believe it's a 5 or 6% discount of the remaining balance as well. So there's a lot of options there for you.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I guess most of this just basically stating in here how you don't close out the bank account, which that's...
Yeah, that would not be a good thing.
Yeah, that's just common sense there.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, and so we've already sent in all the, like it says, June month date, bank account transactions.
We may
on the front page.
Okay.
Be sure to sign both initial guarantee and left right. Then it says required closing items: June month to date, April, May, bank statement.
Which we already have those for you. The only thing that we would need, if you could produce a month to date for today, for June, and that would, I believe, it would be the only other paperwork that we would require, because we already have your bank statements February through May. We're good there. So we just need to see, you know, where the bank account is as of today. And I think that is the only stipulation that we would require.
Okay, so you need June's bank statement.
Exactly. Up to today. So it just shows what your account is currently doing.
All right. All right, I'll get William to go over this with me, and I'll be sending them back to your email address.
Perfect. That sounds great.
Okay.
Thanks, Rhonda.
I'll be talking to you later. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.